With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Nikki Haley is dropping out of the GOP presidential race. She made the announcement Wednesday while not officially endorsing former President Trump. The GOP-led House passes a bill to keep key federal agencies funded through the remainder of fiscal year 2024, despite opposition from Republicans.
More Democrats voted for the $460 billion package of spending bills than Republicans. The measure passed by a vote of 339 to 85. The issue of how to fund the government has fragmented the House GOP's razor-thin majority for much of this congressional term. Republican hardliners have been pushing for significant spending cuts and conservative policy riders that the Democrats who control the White House and the Senate have called non-starters. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Fed Chair Jay Powell talked inflation during an appearance on Capitol Hill.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve told lawmakers the Fed is likely to cut its key interest rate this year, but offered no hints on when that might happen.
The committee does not expect that it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
Jerome Powell spoke before the House Financial Services Committee on the first of 2 days of semi-annual testimony to Congress. Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry is the committee chairman.
People are still paying more for the basics of life.
McHenry said he considers Powell to be a steady hand and urged him to resist political pressure. Jennifer King, Washington.
At least three crew members are dead after Houthi rebels launched an attack on a commercial ship near the Red Sea. Wednesday, Houthis launched airstrikes in the Gulf of Aden, forcing crew members to abandon ship. U.S. Central Command said four others were injured, three in critical condition. This is SRN News. Liberty University agrees to pay an unprecedented $14 million fine.
The Department of Education fined the Christian school $14 million for failure to disclose information about crimes on its campus and for its treatment of sexual assault survivors. It's by far the largest fine ever levied under a federal law that requires colleges and universities that receive federal funding to collect data on campus crime and notify students of threats. In a statement, Liberty University said it is fully committed to maintaining the safety and security of students and staff. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A new Holocaust museum opens this week in the Netherlands that tells the story of Dutch victims. Three-quarters of the pre-war Dutch Jews were among the 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis. That's the largest proportion of any country in Europe. The museum opens a few months after the deadly attack by terror group Hamas in southern Israel on October 7th. This is SRN News. Wall Street recovers some of its losses from Monday. Seth Sutel has more from New York.
Stocks recovered some of their losses from the day before, which was Wall Street's worst in 3 weeks. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Wednesday. The Dow added 75 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. New York Community Bancorp rose more than 7%. The troubled bank announced a $1 billion cash infusion, a new CEO, and four new directors, including former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Foot Locker plunged more than 29%. The athletic shoe seller pushed back the timeline for hitting some of its financial goals by 2 years. Seth Sutel, New York.
SpaceX set to acquire public land from Texas after the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission approved a land swap deal that would cede 43 acres to Musk Company in exchange for 477 acres. More details at SRNNews.com.